I think we left off in Parag Beis. We had seen the two halachas, halachas of Dalet and Hay. Halacha Dalet is shtika as a safeguard against Chayt, as expressed and epitomized by the Maimur Chazal called Hamar B'Dvarim, maybe Chayt. And then a second den of shtika, not to avoid Chayt, but to enhance the efficacy of dibur. That when dibur is measured and balanced, it's so much more effective in terms of teaching, in terms of explaining, in terms of communicating v'chulu. And that explains the sort of the flow in Halacha Hay, that the Rambam talks not only about not being mar bedvarim, but below tsa'oka and benachas, because Halacha Hay is again mitzad the midah beininess of speaking in a measured way. So in Halacha Hay, it's from the vantage point of empowering one's dibur, enhancing the koach hadibur, and hence part of that is not only how concise a person is, but also the other elements of the style, such as below tzaoka and benachas nishmon. Halacha vav, which we're skipping for now, I just wanted to raise a question for the oilam to think about. Halacha vav is about speaking achas bepeh, achas belev, gnevas das. The question is why it's here in Hilchos Deos. Gnevas das l'chora is a separate isser. It's an isser to deceive people. It doesn't seem to emerge from the midah beininess to which these prakim are devoted. So is it taka a digression, or somehow or other it really does naturally belong here? It's a very important question. But for now, let's continue with Halacha Zayin. Lo ye adam bal schok v'hesel, lo otze v'onen, ela sameach. Kachomu chachomim, schok v'kalas rosh, margilum la'erva. V'tzivu shol ye he adam poritz v'schok, v'lo otze v'mesabel, Ella Makabas called the Adam to save me upon him. Yafas. So, here there are two questions here, just in the most simple pshat. First of all, Halacha Zayin seems to be repetitious. The Ram begins, Lo Yeh Adam Bal Schok, and then starts all over again, with Tzibush, Lo Yeh Adam Parutz B'Schok. So, the same thing. So, what are those trei bavei here within Halacha Zayin? What's more, the Rambam, again, at the end of that second section, the Vetzivu Shel Yodim Parutz B'Schok, so the Rambam concludes with Ela Mekabas Kol Adam B'Sev Upanim Yafas. So as the Kavsa Mishnah is Mitzayin, so that's a Mishnah in Ovis. Parak Aleph of Avos. Again, there are different numberings in Mishnayos Avos. I think here in this Gemara it's listed as Mishnah Tezvav, Shammai Omer Asay Torah Chakeva Emor Ma'at Vasei Havei V'Havi Mekabos Kolod V'Misevi Pal Miachas. So that's the Rambam's Mishnah. The question is this: there's a second Mishnah later in Parag Gimel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Havi Kal LeRosh V'Noach LeTishchores V'Havi Mekabos Kolod V'Simcha. A second Mishnah, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. So l'chor, the Rambam should have quoted that Mishnah. Hayos, that the Rambam tells us that the Beinoni between the two extremes, lo yia adam bal schok v'hesa lo atzei v'onein ela sameach. So the midah Beinonis is simcha, not frivolity, not being morose and sad, but a person should be, and again, in a healthy, sober way, sameach. So hayos, that's the midah Beinonis. So then the Rambam has the perfect Mishnah here for having the Kabbalah called Odom B'Simcha, and yet the Rambam doesn't quote that Mishnah. He quotes the other Mishnah of having Mekabos Kol HaOdem B'Seiv Upanim Yofos. So the pshat is as follows. One clue here is that in the apparent repetition, again, between those initial trei bave here in Halacha Zayin, the first time around the Rambam says lo otzev v'onen, the second time he says lo otzev v'misabel. He changes onen to misabel. What's the pshat? So we know that the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, on the top of the Mishnah, it begins on the bottom of Memvavim and Aleph, going over the top of Memvavim and Beis, in speaking about the krovim of Haruge Bezdin. So the Mishnah says, V'lohoyu misablin, that there's no avelus is not observed by the krovim if for Haruge Bezdin, aval onenin, lohoyu misablen aval onenin, she'ena ninus ela b'leiv. So avelus means practical expressions of mourning, in this context, and aninus means an inner feeling, emotion, mindset of mourning. So now you look. So I mean, the two lines in the Rambam, like after the Ferach, lo yia adam bal schok. Rambam's not talking about behavior. He's talking about the midah that the person has, right? Bal schok. The person shouldn't be a bal schok behesel. The Rambam's talking about the midah that a person has. You're talking about the midah. Again, the midah is a character trait embedded in the person, right? It's something internal. So memela, the opposite extreme from schok and hesel is lo otsev v'onen, right? Because onen is anoninus el b'leiv. Because we're describing not the behavior, we're describing the midos, the qualities of the person himself. So memela, and again, that's clear from baal schok, right? Baal schok is not describing behavior. Baal schok is describing the person. It's describing what quality that person has. So l'yeh adam baal schok, we're describing the person. Memela, it's lo otzei v'onen ela sameach. Now, v'tzivu So now the Vetziva was not repetitious. Now the Rambam is now talking not about the person's midah, he's talking behaviorally. That's the difference between the two lines. Vetziva shlo yehe odem paretz v'sog. Paretz v'sog is not describing the person, it's describing the behavior. Tziva shlo yehe odem paretz v'sog v'lo otzer u'mesavel. That's why the Rambam changes. That's why the Rambam changes otz to onen to mesavel, because now he's describing the behavior. He's not describing the character, the inner quality, he's describing the behavior. So the behavior is what otzevu misabel. Oh, so you see from the Rambam that simcha is nasata. Let's say David HaMelech says nasata simcha v'libi me'es v'ganan v'siroshem rabu. There are many pesukim which associate simcha with leiv. So for the Rambam, simcha again refers to the inner quality, the frame of mind, the attitude. But in this second bava, the Rambam is no longer talking about the midah which the person possesses. He's talking about the behavior. So the behavior, that's not the mission of how the Kabbalists call other besimcha. How the Kabbalists call them besimcha is not describing the behavior. It's describing the attitude. It's describing the person's midah. The mission that describes the behavior is the Mishnah in the first paragraph of having Kabbalah. It's called Adam B'Seir Panim Yafas. The diuk is Nifla.
It sounds like the Rambam is talking about like the behavior of two extremes. Part of the Skok and also the Sabo. And the middle ground is like the Makabah is Pekayo Adam B'Seir Panim Yafas. How is that the middle ground of part of the Skok?
You mean it's too narrow an application?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're asking a very important question. I don't know. V'chein lo yiyah bal nefesh v'chava nivhal lahon. Nefesh, as the Rambam indicated earlier in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, has had different meanings. And sometimes taka maybe means something closer to soul or intellect, but sometimes it sort of just means the animating physical force. So nefesh here doesn't have those more spiritual connotations. Nefesh v'chava, I guess we would describe, is that a person shouldn't have a voracious appetite in this context for money. Nivhal lahon. On the other hand, v'lo otzel u'bata mimalocha, elo bal ayin tova. Well, what does ayin tova mean? I think the Rambam has the same in the parish of Mishnayos and Ovos, I think, I have to double check. The ayin tova, if a person has an ayin tova, so it means that he he views things favorably. So let's say a person has a modest income, but it's enough. It allows him to live the way an Ovid Hashem should live. So he sees it in favorable terms. He sees it in the positive light. Ayin Tova. Ma'et Esek ve'osek bedor. So A, that's one application, and the other is ve'osek ha'ma'at, that modest income. Shehu chalko yismach bo. A person should be content with it. V'lo yelo bal ktota, v'lo bal kina, v'lo bal taiva, v'lo rodif achar kovet. So a person shouldn't be contentious, shouldn't be quarrelsome. Bal ktota. Kach omu chachamim hakina v'hataiva v'hakovod motzin asa odom in olam. Klal shadova. Yelech b'mida habeninus shebachol deya v'deya ad sheyu kol deosa mechuvanos be'emtzois v'hu sheshlomo omer v'chol drachacha yikonu. If you go back to Perek Hey of Yesod HaTorah, I think we mentioned this kasha on... Not in this context, sorry. If you go back to the Perek Hey of Yesod HaTorah, Aloch Yir Aleph. V'yesh dvarim acherim, this is the Rambam's understanding. Rashi has a very different understanding of this Gemara and Yuma that the Rambam is here interpreting. V'yesh dvarim acherim shehem b'chalchel Hashem. V'hu shiyasa odom godol b'torah mechosim chasidus dvarim shabiras meranam asachar b'shvilim v'af apish enalim averas. So a person who's a godol b'torah mechosim b'chasidus has to hold himself to a higher standard. And when he engages in certain types of behavior, even though, strictly speaking, they're not averus, but nevertheless, they can be the source of a chilul Hashem. Harei zeh chilul Hashem, kegon shelokech ve'enosein dmei halekach la'alter, v'hu yeshlo v'nimtzu hamofen toven v'hu makifan. O sheyave v'schok, או באכילה ושסיעה עצל עמי הארץ וביניהם, או שאין דיבור ונחס עם הביאס ואינו מקבילן בזה בפונם יופוס, אלא בעל קטוטה וכעס. So mainly the first example of buying on credit. Okay, so we understand that clearly if the motor agrees to sell on credit, that there's no issur whatsoever involved. We understand why the Rambam is classifying that as enem averos. But the hemshech is hard to understand in light of our halacha here in Hilchos Deos. When the Rambam says oshiyave b'schok, and again he's mentioning this in the context of dvarim which are not averos, but they're a chilul Hashem, because this individual is a gadol b'Torah u'mefusim b'chasidus. Okay, so I don't know, so maybe there's a difference between being marbe b'schok and being poritz b'schok. Okay, so maybe there's an opening there to be miyashev. But then the Rambam says, mam mefurish, that einu makbilan b'sev upon him yafos. He's a Baal Ketata V'Kas, so aren't those things Averus? Aren't those things actually Dvarim HaAsurah? So how does the Rambam mention those behaviors as behaviors which are Einam Averus, but Afa Pichain, given the status of the individual, they can be the source of a Chilul Hashem. Uh, I don't know. So here, okay, maybe we'll stop here. We'll switch the game.